At Abu Tarek's restaurant in downtown Cairo, koshri is being served up at lightning speed. A metal serving spoon moves quickly from a huge dish heaped with rice and noodles, to a second filled with pasta, to a third full of chickpeas and lentils. Then it's topped off with tomato sauce and finely fried onions. Yes, it's a bit carbohydrate heavy, but it's delicious, and it's Egypt's national dish. Abu Tarek's restaurant evolved from a streetcar run by Abu Tarek himself. After 10 years of serving koshri on the street, he opened his restaurant serving hungry guests in the same Cairo location since 1991. A plate of koshri here will cost you 80 euro cents. I ask his son and the manager of Abu Tarek's, Tarek Yusuf Zaki, what makes Abu Tarek's koshri special.
وبعدين من كتر هو بيحب المهنة بتاعته والتميز بتاعنا في المحل ده كبر فهو له تاريخ يعني مش 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 اللي هو كشري
Now it has 5 floors, each seating up to 100 guests. Zaki boasts that the page We All Love Koshri Abu Tarek has over 1.2 million likes on Facebook. Koshri might be famous as street food, but it's recently gone upscale. Restaurants in wealthier neighborhoods like Cairo's central Zemelik district have begun serving what they say is healthier and cleaner versions of the dish. To Zaki, this isn't the real thing.
What's very unique about koshri because you eat the rice, pasta, lentils.
That's Mustafa El Rafai of the Egyptian Chefs Association.
You get this fried onions on top. All this, you have different applications and different textures when you eat it. Then you put the tomato sauce, which you almost...
El Rafai is also the owner of Zuba restaurant in Zemelik. He says they use higher quality ingredients in their koshri, including more lentils, which he says are the key to the balance of flavors in this dish.
Acidity and nice flavor. So that one makes koshri very unique because you get like different like high notes, medium notes, low notes of flavors when you're eating. So you enjoy it. You get the bitterness from the fried onions. You get the tangy flavor or the acidic flavor from the sauce. And
at Zuba, a small plate of koshri costs around 1.5 euros. Or around 180 for the whole wheat version. El Rafai says that making koshri upscale is just part of a bigger food trend.
Street food is a trend all over the world right now. Who would thought 20 years ago that burger would be sold in the Four Seasons and the Oak Room and there would be $200, you pay $200 for a burger in New York?
Over at Cairo Kitchen in Zemelik, a regular plate of koshri will set you back about €1.60. Nadim Maksoud, who handles PR for Cairo Kitchen, says that their koshri is special too, except he says it's because it tastes just like the Egyptian mama you never had used to make it.
The difference between koshri here and anywhere else would be more of here's how it's made homemade, like how my mother makes it, how any other Egyptian does it at home.
The 80 cents difference between koshri downtown and uptown might not sound like a lot, but in Egypt, that makes a big difference. In 2013, the average weekly wage was about 88 euros. But whether uptown or downtown, koshri is a dish that unites everyone. On the plate, if not necessarily where that plate is served. Ruth Michelson, RFI, Cairo.